Key Code 6 of the Sophia Code, the Kuan Yin Initiation. Soothe your awakening with self-compassion. I now prepare a ceremonial space within and around me for transformation. I call forth a circle of white light that shimmers with silver opalescence. I am now within its center, enthroned upon the blooming petals of a white lotus. I am now in ceremony, free from the constructs of space and time, where instantaneous healing and divine knowing exist. Above me, a full moon glows with golden radiance. Stars glitter far across the warm summer night sky. Behind me is a forest canopy defined by moonlight and quiet shadows. Before me, in the distance, I hear the flowing waters of a large river. The river's continuous movement fills my center with a calm stillness. I peer curiously from my white lotus throne, the river magnetizing my heart. I breathe in the fresh scent of holy water on the move. I breathe out and relax deeper. In the sanctuary of my surroundings, the scent of jasmine clears my thoughts. From the forest canopy, a firefly dances towards me as an orb of piercing white light. The firefly spirals and weaves three times in a circle around my throne. Its light bobs back and forth before my eyes, invoking me to now rise up from my lotus throne. Drawn by its joyful, luminescent trail, I follow the firefly to the river's beckoning shoreline. Under a full moon, the river's landscape easily pours into my awareness. Crystalline waves of pristine water tumble down from a tall waterfall to my right. Clear quartz crystals rise up from mossy tiers of rolling earth. The river flows at a steady pace, illuminated by rippling shades of moonlight. I sink my toes into the moss and breathe in deeply. I feel the earth respond to my toes with a generous rush of healing energy that fills my legs and easily flows into my first three chakras as a refreshing life force. I sink my feet deeper into the earth's welcoming embrace and walk with renewed confidence to the river's edge. The firefly continues to bob and weave along a gentle breeze downstream. My eyes follow its orb as it disappears behind the sweeping curtain of an enormous willow tree. The river calls my attention back to my feet upon its shore. The river's voice communicates as a feeling intelligence within every cell of my body, inviting my human awareness to harmonize with my higher self. The river asks me to touch its surface with my skin. My higher self responds with a full body sensation, which guides my awareness to step forward into the water. I place my feet into the shallow current of the shoreline. The water responds by lapping at my ankles with laughter. I remember that the delightful laughter of water is a familiar sound to my heart. Genuinely welcomed by the river, a deep sense of relief sweeps through me as I now acknowledge and remember my ability to communicate with water. The lapping river begins to release wave after wave of unconscious emotional resistance within me, which now easily floats downstream. My higher self pours its pure essence into the newly cleared spaces within me. In the holy communion offered by the conduit of pure water, I now let go, to merge my awareness with the all-loving presence of my higher self. The water invites me to step deeper into its current. I ask the water why. The river speaks. You have come to meet a spiritual ally for the healing and empowerment of your human journey. In her eyes, you will receive a powerful reflection of your true self. Allow my waters to safely float you downstream to meet this friend. To my surprise, the river's strong current responds to my trust by gently parting as I step forward. Within the current, a pathway of minimal resistance swirls open for me to wade through. The water's intelligence carefully embraces me as I submerge myself into the river's central current. My higher self directs me to let go and lean back into a floating position. Although my human awareness momentarily hesitates, I trust the step-by-step guidance of my higher self, and I choose to let go. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. As I lean back, I feel my body held by 1,000 unseen arms. They gently cradle my body's descent as I surrender my awareness to now float upon the river. The full moon above illuminates my mind to be still and free of thought. Completely supported by 1,000 unseen arms, my muscles relax and I begin to drift peacefully downstream upon the river. The lapping water softly carries me beyond any sense of time. Hours seem to pass in but a few moments. The gentle breeze is now a distant sound. As I float upon the river, my awareness travels far within me to a place that I have never touched before with my thoughts. It is a warm black space within me that emanates a completely still silence. I sigh deeper into relaxation. There is nothing to do in this black space but to rest and be still. The voice of the river gently whispers me awake. It is time to walk again. The 1,000 unseen arms lift me to stand as my eyes flutter open. Step by step, I navigate across the river's current, crossing to the bank of its far shore. The night air caresses my skin to instantly dry as the water travels deep into my pores. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Before me billows the largest willow tree I have ever seen. Its innumerable long arms harmoniously sway with the gentle breeze in a quiet dance of shimmering leaves. I now see the piercing white light of the firefly spiraling in and out of view. Its orb bobs and weaves far behind the curtain of weeping branches. Come inside. I hear a soft, sweet voice beckoning from far within the tree. The voice echoes throughout my heart with an unquestionable familiarity. I suddenly feel quite young, as though the years of my life have miraculously reversed. I look down to witness that I am now standing in my body as it looked when I was 7 years old. Nothing about this instant transformation feels unordinary. My young body feels perfectly suited to this new present moment. I feel the lightness of my little feet and the boldness of my curiosity rambunctiously romp me forward to explore the great willow tree. Weaving through long golden arms and shiny green leaves, I hug tiny handfuls of willow branches, carving out a labyrinth path through the thick tree. Keep looking. I hear the voice playfully encourage my curiosity. The voice is the kindest sound I have ever heard, and my intuition hones upon it in a game of hide and seek. Swinging through the last layer of boughs, I find my way to the open moss of the great willow tree's canopied center. Within the curtain circumference of the inner tree, it is mostly dark, with occasional slats of moonlight peeking through from above. I peer into the shadowy sanctuary, adjusting my eyes to take in the vast trunk of the great willow tree. As though announcing my arrival, a choir of cicadas spontaneously lift up their unified voice into the night. My little body begins to buzz in harmony. From behind the trunk spirals out my friendly firefly, whose tiny orb of light now focuses my perception. Its piercing white light begins to quickly expand far beyond its size. I feel my heart leap up in childlike wonder and anticipation. I found her. Ray after ray of new white light emerges from the center of the growing orb and reaches far into the shadows. I hear my name repeated softly between quiet rounds of a mantra being chanted. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. The innumerable rays of white light now draw into a centralized column, organizing their particles to reveal the rapidly forming outline of a woman sitting upon a white lotus throne. My eyes struggle to adjust to this brilliance that has gathered into the form of her soft body and radiant face. Her pure white robes are alive, illuminated as the full moon above. Finally, my vision adjusts to the piercing white light of her smiling face and welcoming open arms. I am absolutely elated to see her smile and run without hesitation into her waiting arms. She holds my little body like a baby bird, folding my wings into her tender embrace. I close my eyes, and all I see is the white light of her pure essence filling my awareness. My heart bursts with confidence to be held in the invincible arms of her divine love. My innocence delights in her holy reflection of my worthiness. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. She quietly calls my name, and my eyes open to peer into the light of her own. Tendrils of her hair move as raven feathers loose upon an unseen wind. Her arms maintain a secure embrace around me, but she now adjusts my seat upon her lap to allow for a natural flow of conversation to unfold. "I am so glad you found me," she gently offers. "Do you remember who I am?" "Yes," I broadly smile back. "You're Kuan Yin." My heart bursts with happiness to proudly speak her name once again. It felt as though a distant age had passed since I was allowed to say her name. "Yes, I am." Her dark eyes peer back at me, filled with such an all-consuming love it surpasses my understanding, even for a confident 7-year-old heart. Her eyes flicker in a momentary consideration, and then resume her steady gaze. She draws closer into my eyes. "I would like to share a story with you tonight."
"Like a bedtime story?" I gleefully ask.
"It's actually a story to awaken your soul. It's not the kind of story intended to put you to sleep." I pause to consider her unusual offer and ask, "Will the story have a happy ending?" "Yes, my dear, it has the happiest ending of any story ever shared. But you will need to be brave in the beginning, middle, and parts of the end.
Why? I curiously demanded. Because this story has events in it that you will not want to see or hear. Then why would I want to hear your story, Kuan Yin? Why? So that you may be free from fear forever and know that only love is real. Oh, I considered the idea, carefully weighing her response on the scales of my heart. Her reasoning felt distantly familiar. I shifted it into another gloriously peaceful position, perched in her arms of pure love. Well, what's the story about? I queried. Her mouth upturned into a promising smile, and she replied, It's about a young girl who overcame great pain to grow up and become a beautiful woman whose love healed the whole world. I calculated the variables of pain and love to see if they leveraged my resistance to hearing Kuan Yin's story. The scales were tipping, but I was still not convinced. Raising an amused eyebrow, Kuan Yin counter-offered. And in the story, there's a mighty dragon that becomes the girl's best friend. This all-powerful dragon teaches the girl how to devour pain and magically transform it into love. I stared back at her in silent awe. Kuan Yin had made an offer I could not refuse. I decided then and there that I must learn everything about this magical dragon. Okay, will you hold my hand when I feel afraid during the story? Of course. I will be holding all of you whenever you need my help to feel brave. Okay. Suddenly, my young body is overcome by a tidal wave of tiredness. I yawn widely, attempting to hold my eyes open as I happily agree to bravely hear her story. My head unwillingly rolls onto her shoulder, and I promptly pass out into a deep state of sleep. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. My consciousness steps out from the form of my young body to stand in the form of my adult body, witnessing Kuan Yin holding my inner child. I take a moment to orient myself to the willow tree, the distant sound of the river, and Kuan Yin sitting before me through the senses of my adult self. I stare curiously at my 7-year-old body, fast asleep in her arms. My eyes suddenly feel heavy as I witness deep wounds, dark bruises, and infested cuts slowly begin to peer across the landscape of my little body. I look at Kuan Yin in horror, my eyes searching hers for an understanding of what I am witnessing. Kuan Yin speaks. These are those long-forgotten, hidden wounds that continue to unconsciously control your awareness with frightful thinking. Memories, both known and unknown to you, are surfacing as a map of your past across the body of your inner child, to now be healed by the witnessing power of your higher self. I peer closer at the wounds. They seem to be written as stories compressed into the little body. Emotionally stirred, I ask, why would anyone hurt an innocent child? Kuan Yin replies, they knew not what they did, nor how to stop what they did. The suffering it takes to wound another in such a way as this, or in any way at all, is a suffering beyond human comprehension. As a wild animal bent over in maddening pain strikes without thought, so too the human awareness possessed by suffering cannot stop itself from hurting others. Suffering exacts such acts of pain upon others without reason, for suffering is the true definition of insanity. I began to calculate how many times I had suffered in the past, and acted unconsciously from that suffering. I considered how universal the suffering is within humanity, especially how great one must be suffering to actually hurt the little body before me. Moved by the illumination of compassion, I curiously ask, how can my higher self heal my little body? Kuan Yin smiles at me and offers, first, you must choose to recognize the absolute innocence of your inner child. These wounds are artifacts from the insanity of suffering. These wounds have absolutely nothing to do with the purity and worthiness of this child's heart. At this young age, there was nothing this little one could have done to stop what happened to them by the words and deeds of others. Can you forgive yourself for choosing to be so young in this little body? Can you forgive yourself for becoming temporarily vulnerable to the insanity of others' suffering? I look at the young body resting in Kuan Yin's arms and realize that I must be willing to forgive myself so that these wounds will lift and heal. I decide that I love my inner child too much to resist the self-compassion and self-forgiveness any longer. My inner child deserves to never suffer again and to only know my unconditional love and acceptance. I now choose to use my sovereign creative power to free every wound from the past that I see compressed into this little body. On behalf of my inner child, I call upon my higher self and now command. I accept that I hold the golden keys to my heaven on earth. I accept that I create my reality by the power of my word. My word is good. My heart is pure. By the loving power of my pure word, I call forth and invoke unconditional compassion for myself now. By the power of my I Am presence, I now forgive myself for every suffering I experienced in the past. By the power of my I Am presence, I now forgive myself for every unresolved painful memory. By the power of my I Am presence, I now forgive myself for every moment of life lost in the amnesia of my unconscious wounds. By the power of my I Am presence, I now forgive myself for every addiction to unconsciously perpetuate further suffering. By the power of my I Am presence, I now forgive myself for every experience of others as a threat to my innocence. By the power of my I Am presence, I now forgive myself for waiting to unconditionally forgive myself. By the power of my I Am presence, I now summon the unconditional compassion that I deserve to receive from myself. By the power of my I Am presence, I now summon the unconditional divine love that I deserve to receive from myself. By the power of my I Am presence, I now summon the cleansing waters of my Holy Spirit to baptize me from the suffering of my past. By the power of my I Am presence, I now summon my higher self to atone for every wound. By the power of my I Am presence, I now summon the thousand hands and eyes of Sophia to bless my body, heart, and mind, for my innocence to be experienced anew. By the power of my I Am presence, I now command these wounds seen and unseen, conscious and unconscious, to now be dissolved by the holy water and light of my invincible innocence. By the power of my I Am presence, I now summon and welcome my higher self to operate my awareness with radiant self-compassion every day. I declare that my self-compassion creates a new relationship with life that is filled with the blessings of happiness, love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Kuan Yin smiles into my eyes with soft fierceness, silently celebrating the pure power of our communion. My young body stirs in Kuan Yin's embrace. She lifts a slim jade water vessel above the head of my inner child. Kuan Yin tips the vessel forward to reveal to me that it is empty. Yet I watch as aquamarine light water is gently sprinkled over my inner child. Emerging from Kuan Yin's heart is a ray of piercing white light that connects my heart chakra to hers. The light expands out from our hearts, joining us in a large column of light that surrounds our bodies. Kuan Yin and I have created a unified field of Karuna compassion for my inner child. I cannot perceive where Kuan Yin ends and I begin. I am now one with Kuan Yin's compassion for my young body in her arms. Om Mani Padme Hum. The light of Karuna compassion now flows up our spines and out through our crown chakras. Piling high and gathering waves of light above us, Karuna compassion now descends in rapturous waves of healing energy, filling my young body. Traveling as light water, this Karuna compassion travels into and meets every physical and emotional wound with understanding, acknowledgement, and honor for the lifetime of vulnerable moments that my inner child has survived. I keep my eyes fixed upon Kuan Yin's peaceful gaze to remain focused in our unified field of Karuna compassion. I allow the Holy Spirit of my higher self to do this great work through me and for me. I let go and remain fully present as the witness and miracle for this healing empowerment as I silently repeat Kuan Yin's mantra. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Kuan Yin tips her vase of compassion forward, and the crystalline waters are sprinkled over my inner child. As she speaks her prayers of purification, every molecule of this water carries Kuan Yin's piercing white light into the subtle bodies of my inner child. The perfect waters fill every unresolved feeling with soothing relief, every emotional bruise with the medicine of unconditional love, and every agony with the peace that passeth understanding. I watch as the skin of my inner child now heals back into a perfect form. My young body deeply drinks in this medicine of light water. Every drop of Karuna compassion is accounted for and dissolves perfectly into this little body. My inner child stirs, rolling over in Kuan Yin's lap, stretching long and yawning into a newly awakened breath. In appreciation, my young form stands up and throws both arms around Kuan Yin's neck. My inner child's skin and clothing now mirror the same white light of Kuan Yin's luminosity. My young self now turns to face my adult self. I am still channeling the light of Karuna compassion through my crown chakra to my inner child's heart. Stepping forward from Kuan Yin's lap, my inner child levitates in the air before me. "Be at peace," the child whispers with a smile. "I am well." I relax and allow the fountain of white light at my crown chakra to gently slow down and integrate within my adult body. My luminous inner child walks upon the quantum particles of the air between us, levitating at eye level, only a foot away from me now. My 7-year-old confidently smiles at me, and all I can see is a master of light. Reaching out a tiny hand, my inner child blesses my third eye with the mudra of Sophia Christ. Chanting an ancient blessing over my past and future, the little master before me atones for all my previous and possible creations of suffering. As the risen phoenix, I recognize my luminous inner child as the anointed master who is capable of setting me free to accept the joy of being me. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. The Phoenix Child speaks. In your choice to resurrect me with your unconditional divine love, a new pathway for self-compassion was created within your consciousness. Traveling along this neurological pathway, your unconditional divine love leads directly to the crystalline chromosome that carries key code 6 within you. How many times have you extended the waters of Karuna compassion to others and forsaken yourself this same miracle? The medicine of unconditional divine love that you healed my body with is also meant for you. You deserve to receive the blessed power of your own Karuna compassion every day. In this moment, I ordain your adult awareness to the ministry of self-love. I declare that from this day forward, a waterfall of self-compassion will forever flow from your heart to your awareness. I consecrate the space and light within you to be filled with the recognition of my innocence. As the pure innocence of your divinity, I am here with you. Inside every present moment, baptizing your awareness with our conscious communion of self-love. I am both the ancient child that knows the secret prayers of your heart and the guardian angel that ensures you receive the answers to these prayers. It is safe to open your heart and be guided by me. Everything you need to love yourself is within you, as me. It is time to accept your divine inheritance to be happy. By the power of your unconditional divine love and Karuna compassion, I am resurrected as the Phoenix Child, arising from the holy flames of your sacred heart. It is by the power of our shared Holy Spirit that I now activate Key Code 6 within your DNA. My Phoenix Child places both hands on my cheeks and draws my forehead toward their own. For a moment, we rest lightly against each other in a third eye communion. Drawing back, my inner child flashes a smile at me, surrounded by a great momentum of energy. With arms reaching upward to the sky, my Phoenix Child levitates directly over me, with tiny feet pointed together as arrows aimed at my crown chakra. Winds spiral around my inner child's body that now gently rotates above me. My Phoenix Child begins to sing the songs of Sophia, calling forth a blessing to heal and activate my adult body. The curtains of the great willow tree part, and I see Kuan Yin beneath them speaking in the tongues of angels. The willow leaves turn into 1,000 unshed tears of my past and run into the great river behind me. I witness years of my grief wash away into the current as the tree completely dissolves behind Kuan Yin. Suffering also releases out of every cell in my body, flowing into the river as directed by my Phoenix Child, chanting above my head with delight. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Kuan Yin steps forward from her white lotus throne to meet me by the river's edge. She holds my hands and invites me to mindfully breathe with her. Together we ground my energy into the earth as my phoenix child continues the karuna healing for me from above. In the stillness of Kuan Yin's gaze, I become deeply still within. She directs me to look at the full moon and asks me to keep my eyes steady upon it. From behind the moon, the form of a pearlescent white dragon launches across the night sky, moving in rhythm to the phoenix child's chanting for my life. The dragon's radiant body descends in long spirals from the full moon and lands along the river's edge upon golden claws. Tucking in her mighty seraphim wings, the Sophia dragon watches me with glittering eyes from a distance. Maintaining eye contact, she dips her head to quietly sip from the river as I integrate her mighty arrival. In the presence of the Sophia dragon, I feel my body let go of all resistances to unconditional divine love. I turn my heart to the abandoned places within me and direct the waves of Karuna rolling through me to fill them with the light of unconditional divine love. The Sophia dragon now takes flight to spiral above me and around my phoenix child as a DNA helix that connects the full moon with my crown chakra. The luminous body of my phoenix child accelerates to spin faster than the speed of light and dissolves into 1,000 drops of water. I receive the baptism of my phoenix child, pouring as waves of my pure essence directly into my crown chakra. I feel instantly nourished, and my entire spine aligns as a central channel of piercing white light. The Sophia dragon opens her jaws, blowing stardust and lightning through my crown chakra. Her breath of life anoints every cell of my body with an awakened recognition of my own Holy Spirit. The Sophia code within me lights up as the crystalline chromosome for key code 6 is now fully activated by my phoenix child's joyful laughter ringing across the great halls of my DNA. Kuan Yin now places her hands upon my heart. Pink and aquamarine healing energy flow from her hands to deeply relax my body and integrate key code 6 of the Sophia code within me. Kuan Yin quietly sings, "O Mani Padme Hum." Her voice soothes me to easily and gracefully integrate this initiation now. I accept that I hold the golden keys to my heaven on earth. I accept that I create my reality by the power of my word. My word is good. My heart is pure. By the loving power of my pure word, I declare that I am worthy and willing to receive the unconditional karuna compassion of my higher self, now and forevermore. By the power of my I Am presence, it is commanded that this activation of key code 6 of the Sophia code within my DNA is now accomplished. By the power of my I Am presence, it is commanded that my free will now operates in alignment with key code 6. By the power of my I Am presence, it is commanded that my awareness be filled by my own divine love and compassion in every present moment. I now integrate this initiation throughout my entire body, on all four levels of my being, with grace and ease. It is done. It is done. It is done. By the power of three, a perfect trinity, it is done. The Sophia dragon blows another breath of life over my body. The stardust moves in spirals around me and roots me deeply into the earth beneath my feet. My crown chakra opens as a 1,000-petaled lotus flower. The tip of each petal is bejeweled with an open eye flashing with tiny lightning bolts. My awareness expands into the omniscient vision of my higher self. I simultaneously see in every direction while remaining focused upon the face of my phoenix child, smiling at me from within my heart. With wide open arms, my phoenix child embraces me from within. Kuan Yin speaks a ceremonial blessing that now seals this empowerment as directed by my higher self-consciousness. I thank Kuan Yin for facilitating this space of empowerment and now accept her loving presence as an ascended master mentor for my ascension journey. I watch as the entire night scene dissolves and integrates as the strength of Karuna compassion within me. I now close this ceremony with reverence for my true self and the divine love of all that is, supporting my eternal success. And so it is.